The issue of climate finance has dominated the UN climate talks in Glasgow overnight. A new coalition of 450 banks, insurers, investors has announced $130 trillion of private capital will be unlocked to help the transition to net zero emissions. That means money that might have been loaned to fund fossil fuel developments can instead be used to finance renewable energy. Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane reports on the COP26 talks in Glasgow.
It was billed as Finance Day. And it all started with the announcement that a new global alliance representing 40% of the world's capital will fill the gaps where governments can't or won't act, helping the world economy transition to net zero. Alok Sharma, the president of COP26, said developed nations needed to deliver on climate finance.
I believe we are on the cusp of a new era, where development banks and bilateral financiers go beyond building the new economy in parallel with the old, and instead finance the displacement of coal.
And there have been calls for the private sector to be held accountable for its emissions in the same way that nations are. Claire O'Neill, a former Minister for Climate and Energy in the UK, is now a Managing Director with the World Business Council for Sustainable Development. She says private sector progress on net zero must be monitored.
The problem is twofold. First of all, there's no mechanism of reporting that progress, so we miss out on actually seeing how the carbon reduction is coming down. And also they get accused of greenwashing. So we think that that business contribution to carbon dioxide reduction should be captured and reported into COP as the nationally determined contributions are, so we can basically make sure that business delivers on their promises.
Now, you're a former president of COP26. In fact, you convinced the cabinet.
I persuaded them to spend the money to host this, yes.
So I'm wondering how you're feeling right now, middle of week one, how you're feeling about how things are progressing, because some people were quite pessimistic leading up to this.
Yeah, and it's a really tough time to convene an event like this. In the middle of a global pandemic, the idea that you're going to get countries to come together to march to the same tune, to even concentrate on climate, has been a big ask. And I actually think the UK presidency has done a pretty good job. You saw the world leaders who've been here over the last couple of days, including your Prime Minister, who showed up eventually. And I think they've set a real momentum. And the thing about COP is there's two areas. Think of it as a Christmas tree and the baubles, right? So the core COP is the Christmas tree. In its bucket, you want it to be growing. That's the negotiations. They start now, and they'll be focused on producing a communique that the whole world can agree on. And that's really tough. And we'll see where we get to with that. But all the presents that are being put under the tree that we've seen, so the global methane pledge, new money for forests, coal phase out money for different countries, this is really exciting. So the deals that are being done around the edge of the core COP, I think, are really giving us sort of some sense of hope, actually. This is moving well.
That's Claire O'Neill, the former president of COP26, speaking there with our Europe correspondent, Steve Kinnane.